September 30th through October 13th. Ephesians. For the perfecting of the saints. As you study the Epistle of Ephesians, think about what principles you could emphasize to bless the children you teach. Record any ideas that come to mind while you read. Invite sharing. Invite the children to stand in a line. Ask the first person in line to share something he or she recently learned during family scripture study, in primary, or elsewhere. Ask the next child in line to repeat what the previous child shared, and then add something he or she learned. Repeat this until every child has had an opportunity to share.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Members of the church should be friends and fellow citizens. Are the children in your class more like strangers or fellow citizens with each other and with other ward members? Help them understand that although we have differences, the Savior helps us be unified and love one another. Possible activities. Place a picture of the Savior in the center of the room. Invite the children to stand in different parts of the room to represent strangers or foreigners. As you read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, invite them to move toward the picture of Christ until they are standing close together. Tell them that as we come closer to the Savior, we can become united with others as friends and fellow citizens. Find pictures of children from different parts of the world and hide them around the room. Place a picture of the Savior in the front of the room. Invite your class to pair up like missionaries and take turns finding a picture of a stranger to place near the picture of the Savior. Help them understand that when people are baptized, they become part of our church family or the household of God. How can we help someone who is new feel welcome? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Heavenly Father wants me to obey my parents. As you read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, think of ways you can help the children understand why it is important to obey their parents. Possible activities. Read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to the class, or help one of the children read it. Ask them to role-play times when they obeyed their parents. What might have happened if they hadn't obeyed? Sing together a song about obedience, such as Quickly I'll Obey, in Children's Songbook, page 197. Stop after the first line and ask a child to name something that a parent asks him or her to do. Then finish the song. Repeat a few times so other children can have a turn. Share an experience in which you obeyed your parents and were blessed. Or share the story about Chloe from Sister Carol M. Stevens's talk, If Ye Love Me, Keep My Commandments, in Ensign or Liahona, November 2015. Or show the video Going to Grandma's on LDS.org. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. The armor of God can protect me. How will you help the children understand that doing righteous things is like putting on armor? Possible activities. Show a picture of a person wearing armor, such as the one in this week's activity page or this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families. As you summarize Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, show the children how different pieces of armor protect different parts of the body. See The Whole Armor of God in Friend, June 2016. Bring several items to class that could represent the pieces of armor mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. For example, a hat or an apron. Or make simple pieces of armor from paper. Let the children take turns putting on the armor. Discuss what it means to be protected from evil and how putting on each piece of armor can protect them. How do we put on the armor of God? For example, by studying the scriptures, serving others, praying, obeying, and so on. Teach the doctrine, older children. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 19. We are fellow citizens in the household of God. Children are strengthened when they have good friends in the gospel. How can you help them develop better friendships with each other? Possible activities. Read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 together and discuss what it means to be a stranger or foreigner. Share an experience in which you felt like a stranger or foreigner and someone helped you feel welcome and accepted. Invite the children to share similar experiences. What can we do to become fellow citizens rather than strangers? Are there any children in your class who do not attend often, perhaps because they feel like strangers? Help the children come up with a plan to help those members feel welcomed and loved. To help the children you teach draw closer to one another, write some questions on the board that prompt them to share something about themselves, such as, "When have you had a prayer answered?" or "What's your favorite thing to do with your family?" Divide the children into pairs and invite them to ask each other questions. What did they learn about each other? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Heavenly Father wants me to obey and honor my parents. Think about ways you can help the children understand why it is important to obey their parents. Possible activities. Invite the children to read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 individually and identify phrases that stand out to them. Invite them to share these phrases and why they feel the phrases are important. Invite the children to share examples of people in the scriptures who obeyed and honored their parents, such as the Savior. See Luke chapter 2, verses 42 through 52. Ruth. See Ruth chapter 1. Or Nephi. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Why is it important to obey and honor our parents? Give each child a piece of paper with the word "honor" at the top. Discuss what the word means. Invite the children to write or draw on their papers something they can do to show that they honor their parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. The armor of God can protect me from evil. As you read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, think of some of the spiritual dangers that children face and how you can help strengthen the children against them. Possible activities. As one child reads Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, ask another child to list or draw on the board the pieces of armor mentioned. Why is armor important in a battle? How can we put on spiritual armor every day? Assign each child to draw and label a piece of armor described in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. How might these pieces of armor protect us from evil? What does the Lord promise to those who put on the armor of God? See Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. What does it mean to withstand in the evil day?
Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to be watching this week for someone who might feel like a stranger. Challenge them to do something to reach out to that person. Improving our teaching. Help young children learn from the Scriptures. To help young children learn from the Scriptures, focus on a single verse of Scripture or even just a key phrase. You might invite the children to stand up when they hear a specific word or phrase. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 25 and 26.